This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Let's go to John in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, John, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Outstanding, brother. What's up?
All right, well, actually, my question kind of ties into the last caller thing. Pretty much my wife and I got married about 2 years ago. When we got married, we started baby steps, did all that, made it through. We're up on 4, 5, and 6 now going through that.
Congratulations, process. Man. So,
thank you very much. The problem that I run into now is we never did a honeymoon or anything like that, so I want to take her somewhere as a surprise. How do I do that since we have combined bank accounts and everything else where I can withdraw the money to surprise her without doing it on a credit card or something like that?
Ooh, good question.
What kind of gift are we talking here? I mean, you don't have to tell me the gift on
air. Let's
go
on a honeymoon, huh?
Yeah, well, it's on a trip. So it's going to be airfare and everything else, something I can't do cash for. I got to be able to use our debit card to purchase the airline tickets and stuff like that. So,
sure. So what kind of budget do you have for this whole gift, all in?
The whole gift is probably, by the time we do meals and everything, excursions while we're there and everything else, probably about $2,000 to $2,500.
This is cool. A serious gift, man.
Yep. Well, wow. We didn't do a honeymoon or anything else, so this is one of them excursions, big treat, because we don't treat ourselves. So here it is.
So have you guys agreed on what we think would be appropriate for a birthday gift as far as spending goes? Like, is this in the budget and she knows?
Yeah, it's in the budget. We've talked about something similar to this and everything else, and I was just going to jump and do it, but I don't know how to do it as a surprise aspect, seeing that we share the accounts.
Yeah.
You know, share that one account.
Well, there's a lot of ways to go about that to where you're not just using the debit card on that website to purchase the flight. I mean, you can do prepaid debit cards and things of that nature to where you could basically debit that money out, buy a prepaid debit card with it, and use that debit card to then make all the purchases for this gift. That would be the easiest way.
I've done a couple of these, John, and I've got a buddy, my buddy Todd, I've bought some nice things. Even when I buy Christmas presents, I would send them to his house so that my wife and kids wouldn't have them. But
for a physical gift like that.
I had a buddy that would, you know, make the concert tickets purchase that I wanted to surprise my wife with and just exchange it back for that very reason there. So there were some ways around that. I would be careful about opening a secret account or something because, again.
Yeah, that's what I didn't want to do. We're very open, very honest with everything and have it all laid out there. And we'll sit down and go through the, you know, statement at the end of the month and make sure everything's budgeted out and appropriate that way. So I want to make sure.
But a good surprise is so great, man.
Yep.
It's so awesome.
Yeah. Could you also just say, hey, I'm trying to do this big surprise.
Don't look.
Do not log in.
I wouldn't do that.
Just for a week.
Because if Whitney came to you and did that, you would look immediately.
100%.
Yes, exactly.
Looking under the Christmas tree.
Exactly.
Yeah, but like John said, and this is a trip, right? So you got to book a few things. There's some flights, hotels, things like that.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. You could use a prepaid debit card to do something like all of that with no issue. So you shouldn't run into any problems if you do that. Now, you'd be getting an expensive card, so make sure that you can get one that has no to low fees. That's not, hey, we're going to take a percentage of the amount. But if it's, hey, $5,
correct,
you're going to prepay to get this debit card that has $2,000 on it, then you're good to go. And you can use that. And she knows the money's coming out. She goes, all right, there's $2,000 that came out. What the heck is that? And you go, hey, it's a surprise. Yeah. I don't want the amount
it's
to surprise her.
Don't worry about it.
That's what I don't want her to go, well, hold on. You spent $2,000 on what now?
Yeah.
That part you can't really
we'll
achieve.
Do what, Bob?
Sorry about that. What?
So are you wanting to hide the amount from her too?
She knows the amount, but I figure if I did the amount, it's going to be kind of obvious what's going on.
Of course, of course.
So
yeah, get with a friend, get a prepaid card. The thing I would stay away from is opening up a secret account somewhere at a secret bank and siphoning money off, and that just feels like a step in the wrong direction there.
Yeah,
but I do love the idea of a good surprise.
That's fun, man. I'm pumped for that.
Yeah, good for you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.